Yes, Morning Crossfire. We're back on the show. Finally, the very last 1 hour of the show for today, midweek Wednesday. So we're going to get into our conversation very quickly right now. Now, let me say something up front, right? So we want to hear from people who lost their parents when they were young, like when they were kids. Both their parents, the father, the mother. How did you grow up? What was growing up like for you? I'm hoping to hear good stories of children who are now adults, right? But I'm hoping to hear good stories of how being an orphan, how you grew up. Did you get help from family and friends? Were you well treated? What was it like for you growing up without your parents? Now, that's the first part. The second part is, yes, your father, your mother, they were around, but you did not exactly grow up with them. You grew up under the care of somebody else. What was it like? You're very free to be anonymous. Now, if this is going to disturb, compromise your mental health, please, I beg you with everything, do not risk it. Do not call me. Do not share your story today. You would share it later when you're strong enough, when you're able. When you've healed, you would share it, and I would wait to hear it. But for today, if you know that it's too heavy, it's too much, it will compromise your mental health, please do not call me. Please. Please. Thank you. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993. 01-277-2993. And 01-277-3993, or call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01-465-7190. So we're going to do this. We're going to alternate. All of my six lines are blinking right now. No space is free. So please, you have to be very patient. Now, if I get to pick your call, please, I would love for you to be fast about sharing your story. We want to hear it. But please be brief about it. Thank you for understanding. Let's start with the female line. Good morning to you.
11.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Please, can I remain anonymous?
That's okay, that's fine.
But I wanted to add something to what you're discussing today.
Yes, that's fine.
That at the end, you finally get to know who your father is, or your mother. How will you receive them?
That's okay. That's fine.
I am one of those people who grow up. I am an orphan. Well, it's been hard anyway. So hard.
I'm sorry.
But I know. I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. Please do that. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. I'm going to say it again. If it's going to compromise your... Should we change the topic? Should we just move on and change the topic? We can change the topic right now. Now, full disclosure, and my team members are listening right now and they know what I'm about to say. I have been planning to have this conversation for months now. I even made the announcement on this program. But I'm trying to be sure whether it's the right thing to do, whether it's the right content, you know. What do you guys think? Should we change topic? Okay, I'll be back.
This is The Voice Note.
The Voice Note.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The tragedy of Nigeria, 1986.
when we did the structural adjustment program. When we were persuaded to devalue our currency every week for 32 years. When I went to school, and many of you are here, the naira was $1.50. The naira was almost £1 sterling. They came here, persuaded some brilliant men from Harvard and the World Bank that weekly devaluation was wonderful. 32 years of devaluing your currency until we hit 527. And they were still telling us that the naira was still overvalued. That brought poverty, misery upon us. Because every time you bring in a shipload of rice, you also bring in a shipload of unemployment. Because you are transferring your wealth to sustain other economies. Somehow, Nigerians didn't notice it. So we became a nation of importers. Import milk, sugar, toothpicks, toothpaste, handkerchiefs, pencils, we don't make. Let nobody take it lightly. These guys have seized this country's economy, they've taken us hostage, and they have no intention of giving up. Because this is a huge market, a very sweet market, and they have taken control. These young boys and girls who have no jobs today are not going to allow us to carry on enjoying life at their expense. They need jobs. They need jobs. They are children. They've graduated, they've come back home to begin a second childhood because there's no factory to employ them. And the ministries can't take any more. But somebody is making sure you fail. To cure Nigerians of that malady will take a while.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You know, we've adopted the grinding mentality, which we, if you look up the word itself, it means to wear down, mm-hmm. torment, to crush, to oppress. And that's why when you see most people who grind, they look wore out. You know, I work hard, but I rest hard as well. I take pictures now when I'm out. I see an elderly couple. Typically, the woman is peppy, ready to move, and you see the older man just on crutches or a cane can barely move because our whole worth, we feel, is in our work. I thought it was just black men who struggled with taking naps, but when I started speaking more, my white brothers, other brothers of different ethnicities come up to me like, dude, when my wife come home, I jump up. Wow. Like, what is that? Because again, we feel that we're only good for what we do instead of who we are. Our family, our women in our lives try to love us, our children want to affirm us. But because it's deep, we long for it so long, we don't even know how to receive it when we get it.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It was why we sang and danced in the night, why we lit fires that burned through the night, why we chose a flag colored in freedom, for now we would be kings in this our kingdom. But our first head of state was Igbo, and the next, though a soldier, also Igbo. Then Angas ruled, followed by Hausa, and then came the turn of Yoruba. Then Hausa came back for a term cut short, when power was taken by an Hausa gunshot. Then Gwari claimed his turn to rule, but a mandate stolen was his downfall. Then Kanuri came, and it's quite probable that he'll still be ruling if not for that apple. Then Yoruba returned, not once, but twice. Then Hausa returned, but died in peace. Then he left us a while to worry and wonder. When it was over, Ijaw had power, and after him came that titanic shift. And now we can see that Hausa is back, leaving me with this troublesome thought. Where in all this is my own president? For where I was born is not where I'm from, and where I'm from is not my home. So when the tribes gather, I often wonder, who will I fight when you're both my brothers? Nobody asked when we were children. Before we play, are you a Muslim? We shared a space that nobody claimed, but now you ask me to choose a side. When we were students, nobody asked if North and South could share a desk, if East and West could study together, but now you tell me that I'm a stranger. Stranger, yes, to these ways of thinking. Thinking that tribe is everything. The Niger and Benue, they meet in my hand. I'm not an indigenous, but this is my land. And this is my language, I speak nothing else. My home is here, I know nothing else. My tribe is my nation, I am nothing else, and this is my country. I have nowhere else. And so though people are quick to assure me, to tell me this country I live in is free, deep in my heart, I know that freedom, my freedom, is yet to come, when no one will question my origin, when no one will call me a non-indigent, when no one will kill me because of my faith, when no one will cheat me because of my state, when my state will be wherever I live and will change whenever I choose to move, the day I find not a Nigerian president, but that a Nigerian is finally president. And so, while the flag of ethnicity still flutters over this land of two shining rivers, and the tribes take their turn to misgovern my country, I look to the future, for I'm not yet free.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Sincere apologies for that break. That break was very, very needed. So I've received your messages on WhatsApp. I've seen what you're saying. Don't change it, this and that. But my team said we should go on ahead and discuss it, that we shouldn't change it. So we're going to forge ahead and discuss it. But let me say again, if this is going to compromise your mental health, your state of mind, please do not share your story. Thank you. So we're going to take a story now before our first break. Hopefully the person will be able to finish before the break. Okay, let's go. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Let me remain anonymous.
That's okay.
Sherry, I don't know. Are you a spirit? Because this topic you are bringing over, you are talking about an orphan.
Yeah.
I have never, since I was born, seen my mother and my father under the same roof. So what do you call that one? They were living or they were alive as at then.
Okay.
But I've never seen my mother, my father, on that same roof. I've never.
I'm sorry.
It's tears of joy. I'm actually shedding. Because when you look at me today, you wouldn't even believe I've gone through this. Sherry, I'll talk to you later. But I've never seen my mother, my father, under the same roof. They were living. So that was how I grew up with my grandmother. I can't go in it for now, but it must be a spirit to bring up this topic.
Thank you for calling me. I'm really, really, really sorry. I'm sorry. Let's take another story. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, I...
Sorry? Oh. The network isn't really good. I'm sorry. Please do try and call me back. Please do. Please do. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, please. I don't want to say my name. Mine was like this.
Okay.
Both my mom and my dad were alive. But my mom stood up one day and said, her elder sister does not have a child. So she wants to give out one of her child to the elder sister. And she took me to her elder sister. Sherry, I saw hell. This woman will not even take care of me. She does not have a child, though. She won't take care of me. She will just go out and leave me in the house with nobody. I will fetch water, cook. But that one was even making me strong. At least as today, I'm happy that I can cook very well for my husband. But Sheriff, the painful act was she left me and I was raped.
Oh.
Sheriff, you won't believe this, what I did. There was a day my mom came and I told my mom, I didn't tell her I was raped because they won't even believe me as a child then. I just told her that I don't want to live there any longer. I want to go back to my house. That's how I cried. And my mom said, since I am crying, I have to go back to my father's house. So she took me back to my father's house. That's how it happened. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Please be strong, okay? I'm sorry. Okay, let's take this one. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay, this is Tommy Waziri.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
I'm actually calling on behalf of a very close friend of mine who is an orphan. In fact, I tried to reach out to him that he should listen to this. I don't know if he got my message, that he should listen to the radio. One part of my experience with him I want to share is when I met him, I met him at Federal Nigeria Society for the Blind. He's actually a visually impaired person now. I asked him, where are you from? I never knew he was an orphan.
Okay.
And Sheriff, he said, I'm a Nigerian. I said, I'm which part of Nigeria? You're a Nigerian. And it was eventually, he now told me, he sat me down, and he told me that, Tommy, the reason why I told you that I'm a Nigerian is because I'm an orphan. So, Sheriff, you will not believe that that made me cry, because I now understood that he doesn't know. You know, when you don't know, he was picked from a dustbin. He tells me stories of how some children are being picked from dustbin, how aunt is already, you know,
all of them.
Them and all
right.
of that.
Right.
He told me a lot of stories. I cried, Sheriff. Because of time, I can't say the, you know, the things that he shared with me. He really shared a lot with me about what they are going through. It's just fortunate if you are able to see good people that will take care of them in the orphan. But they have a lot they are going through. You know, how some of the people that are even taking care of them treat them, you know. But just that experience I had with him, I empathized and I really understand where he was coming from when he kept on emphasizing that he's just a Nigerian. He can't say where he's from. But that when he shared that experience that he was picked from a dustbin, I just couldn't hold back my tears. So I just wanted to share this. Thank you so much, Sheriff.
I mean, Luke, thank you for sharing that. That story, too, is very, very vital. Like, very, very vital. There are people like that as well, living amongst us in our midst. Let me take this story here on WhatsApp. This person says, I lost my mother while in junior school. I could not remember vividly almost everybody saying, don't worry, we have got your back, but on a wash. My uncle that we stayed with shortly after her death maltreated me and my brother greatly. But thank God for her immediate elder sister, you know, that took us in and really took great care of us. I'm an adult now, though not where I hope to be, but right on my path. All I can say is thank God for my aunt. As for my dad, well, he got separated from my mom while we were quite young and was never part of our lives till he died sometime last year. Thank you for sharing your story, my friend. Appreciate it. This person says, I live with my dad, my father's sister's son, till I grew up and my destiny was tampered with because of jealousy. But today I'm not in good terms with my cousins, but my special grace to God, I'm a man today. Thank you for sharing your story as well. Appreciate it. I'm taking some stories off here because of time. Let me just take the ones on WhatsApp because of time. After the break, I'll come back to the telephone and take your calls. I can see all my lines are buzzing. Growing up wasn't an easy experience. I lost my father at a very tender age. My mother was a farmer. My elder sister took me to Kano State to stay with her. My sister's husband vowed never to beat me, no matter what happens. But he kept saying, if I misbehave, he will send me back home. Living with someone who is not your biological parent is not always easy. You won't get the much needed attention as you get from your parents. Life happens. I'm a grown-up man now. Okay. All right, we're going to take the break now. Let's go off. Let everybody calm down, cool off. Then we'll return to Coast to Home eventually. Stay with us here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Crossfire this Wednesday morning. We are talking orphans' story this morning. And yes, I'm going to quickly take this story here that's in front of me on WhatsApp. Then I'll come to the telephone lines to come take your story. Let's take this one here that says, it says, okay, so let me try and rephrase. The person has not lost their parent, but I've never stayed up to 3 years with them. At first, it was with my grandma, but she died. And while I was 9, I moved back to my parents. But at 12 years old, I moved in with my uncle and his wife because I wanted good education. As my parents were financially not okay, is that what you're trying to say? They never manhandled me and even took me in as their own son. As a matter of fact, I manage my uncle's business now, It said you are older than the uncle's son by 1 year. Is that what you're trying to say here, Abby? He said just that I never understand much about fatherly love or motherly care, and I hope it doesn't tell on my children. See, I think you already have, you know, the love that an example. You already have an example. You already have that experience with your uncle. I think that is what is important. If you can take what you've learned from your uncle, how he's groomed you with love and care and all of that, that's all you need. And then you can raise your children with that. And I'm glad that, you know, something good came out of this whole experience of yours, that you've never really stayed up to 3 years. Now that even you're a man and you still haven't stayed up to 3 years with your parents, I think this is good. This is good. Don't take it that way. This is actually very good for you. Yours turned out to be quite good. All right, so I'm going to take another message. I'm sorry. Let me take another message. This person says, I grew up in what you could call a prison home. I was abandoned by my mother at the age of 4 after my father passed. She left me in a farm at Zaki Biam, close to Taraba State. I remember trekking for more than a day until a hunter found me and took me home. I remember him taking me to the police station. I was fed once a day at a local orphanage. I had to run away after 2 years because of the maltreatment and abuse. I stayed with a family who relocated to Oshogbo. At the age of 12, I was already cutting grasses to feed because the woman refused giving me food anytime the husband travels. Falling sick over and over again, God still kept me even after a snake bit me that almost took my life. Well, today I traced my way to my village and found out my mother remarried and is doing well, but she still denied me to protect her marriage. Oh. I'm back to Badagry now, succeeding as a website engineer. Oh, beautiful. It says, the pain makes me stay away from women. I am very sorry. My friend, you put your name here, but I'm just gonna, you know, stick with the message. I'm really, really, really sorry. But look on the bright side. You're doing well. You are a website engineer. Not even many educated people can boast of your skill, and your skill is globally. If you know what you can do globally with that thing, you'll be earning in pounds, euros, and dollars, and, you know, just name it. You know, so yeah, look on the bright side. You're okay. You're doing well. You're doing really, really well. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being brave as well. Now let's head to the telephone lines and hear more stories this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Adesha from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
See, let me just say it off from. See, to heal as an orphan is not easy. So that phrase is just that maybe you need to heal up. See, those orphans that went through good homes, they are just one out of everything. Well, I'm an orphan from SS2. I lost my mom when in January. Mm. I lost my dad October, same year.
Ooh.
And we went through hell. So I don't. Then when what really affected me most there was that it's just as if was that a mistake or what really went on, because you know, when you are being maltreated here and there, you are just being. In fact, I use myself as house girl, just to feed my younger ones. We went to go, and you know, this village, okay, all these people that put cement and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
To feed, yes. We went through that just to feed that because our last ones, the twins, were just in primary four then. So we are so young. So when I got into marital age and I went into violence again, I stood in that marriage because of my children. Because I was like, if I can go through all this, I don't want my children to go through it. So when my sister, when I lost my, I'm just fast forwarding because I don't want to break down again. So when I lost my sister last year now, that's why I'm using all my life to really take care of that boy. Because what I went through, I just don't want
from your own experience, right?
Yes,
right.
I don't want that boy because the father is irresponsible. But that boy, I notice it on him every single day that he misses his mother
and
he misses his father.
Of course.
But I thank God. And imagine the guru, if you like, be crying on top. Somebody died, but I don't cry again. Maybe that was what made me stone cold. Now I don't understand because
it's possible.
There will be faith.
It's possible.
In fact, I've not healed. I just don't want to say all my experience because the children of the people I lived with, they are also listening.
Okay.
So I know, but although they are good to me now, they are very good to us now. But Mr. Jerry, my family looked for us 10 good years. I was with my siblings. 10 good years. I carried all of them. We were sleeping on completed building. I lost my senior sister in one uncompleted because she was raped.
Oh.
And then it does not talk. Well, it is well.
I understand.
But that healing up, Mr. Sheriff, I don't think people can heal up with this kind of being an offer.
It's hard.
I don't think people can heal
it's
up.
Hard.
Very, very hard. It's just one out of everything.
Right.
Thank you,
Adeshawa, for being brave enough to share your story. So I'm going to go to our live stream on Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. Let me take a story here. Cletus says, it's not an easy experience. My dad died while I was crawling and my mom left then too. My paternal grandparent took care of me. Although the God factor role, that's the Bible now, was a great comfort to me because I read that regularly. There was no sibling, just me, thinking and taking decisions alone. However, some uncles play a great role, but I must tell you, when I was in university, I saw how parents... just a moment. Some messages are displacing the one I'm reading. I said, I saw how parents visit and I saw parent-child relationship with other parents and their children. I will imagine how it would feel like. There is only one prayer that I keep saying when I see young kids with their parents. I kept asking God to preserve the life of the parents. It's not a good experience that people should face. I totally agree with you. It's never good. It's never good. Gabriel on Facebook says, I'm not an orphan, but I like this program. Thank you. I thought you were going to share a story. Well, thank you, though. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Now, let's go back to the telephone, take a few more stories before we head to WhatsApp. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to hear your name and your mom.
That's okay.
Yeah. Actually, for me, I've just seen this as a story, like, it's not a big deal. Actually, my mother was alive, my father was alive, but I never grew up with them. It was when I grew up to become a man that I get to know my mother. The day I saw her, she ran past me. Even I never stayed with my father. And with my father, I now understand, because of my father, I understand that sometimes if a man doesn't like a woman, he hardly likes what comes out of that woman. Because when I grew up like this, I felt my father's love before he died because he was amazed at the man I grew up to be. Even the day my stepmom saw me, I was like, wow, I thought you'd be a child by now. Just imagine that. You see, one has stayed uncompleted buildings, stayed everywhere, while growing up, go to the site, work, to feed, at a very tender age. But to be sincere, me, I just see it as story because right from time, as a child, I can always remember me telling my father that no matter how much you might treat me, I will always love you. You understand? I remember saying that to him. And because while I managed to stay with my dad for just a bit, my dad will instruct his wife not to give me food. Imagine, they'll give me 20 naira for morning, afternoon, night. That's it. And I know what I went through in the woman's hand and my father's hand. But, Cherry, they are all stories. I see no reason why anybody should cry. You are alive. Thank God. And continue living your life. Thank you.
I'm glad that you are strong enough to process the entire experience like that. I mean, that's remarkable. It's really remarkable. Good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear a thing. I need to take another call now. I'm sorry, yeah? Thank you. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was your night, sir?
It was okay. Thank you.
This is Joy calling.
Welcome, Joy.
Okay. I'm so touched. See, I'm supposed to be a fashion designer.
Okay.
Only the place that I can be able to learn it those days is with my my mother's sister.
Okay.
But the way she was maltreating me, I cannot be able to take it. All sort of things she was doing to me. I have to take my bag and run back to my house. I didn't even take my bag, Seth. I leave my bag and come back. I tell my mother that I cannot bear all these things. Let me just come back. All the garri we soak 3 times a day, eat about 3 times a day. Let me face it. That is how I didn't learn that fashion designing. Until when I get married, God begin to change things for me. But today now, all of them will look to me. But those things is not easy. Except you just look unto God before those pains can go out. Thank you,
Joy. Thank you for sharing your story. Let's take another story. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Cherry.
Good morning to you, sir.
Morning. I'm a first-time caller.
It's good to have you.
This is your topic this morning. I've been listening to you all day from 5 o'clock every day. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Please go on.
This is your topic. I get on top of Keke Marwa now, but I was shedding tears as I hear you.
I'm sorry.
So I don't know how to express myself, but we are still on it.
Thank you.
We thank God.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. And I hope you'll be strong enough someday. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Terry.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
I'm glad I'm able to get through to you today.
It's good to have you.
So, this story we're talking about today is a touching one. I've listened to quite a lot of people's story, and I was moved to tears, especially with there was someone that talked about a child being picked from the bin.
Right.
I'm an orphan as well, and the eldest of 4 siblings.
Okay.
I lost my dad first when I was about 9 years old, and then my mom 4 years later. To be honest, today I'm married with 2 kids. To be honest, I tell people that if I had not lost my parents, I won't be where I am today. Hello, are you with me?
I'm with you, loud and clear.
Yeah. Not to say it's a good thing, but at some point, I had to just believe that our lives are orchestrated in a way for a reason. My parents were well-to-do. I was a privileged kid while my parents were alive very well.
Okay.
And when I lost them, life changed, right? But sometimes I see how what I do these days and how I'm able to cope in certain environments and the kind of people I'm able to mingle with and how I'm able to achieve certain things. And I tell myself that if I had been brought up by my mom, I would have been a spoiled child, having everything I needed at my beck and call. Not to say it was bad anyway, but to be honest, some of the experiences we go through in life make us who we are today. And I am grateful for where I am right now. I'm grateful for all my experiences. I wouldn't call any bad.
Right.
I wouldn't call any terrible. I'll just say what I went through made me who I am today. That's just it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, sorry. I thought you were done. I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me. I'm really, really sorry. I thought you were done. It's 8:52, right? I may not be able to take any calls again right now, but what I can do is to perhaps use the remaining 2 minutes left to take some messages, okay? There's a message here on WhatsApp that says, I grew up not knowing the face of a father. The man whose surname I bore is not even my dad. For this reason, I have to change both my name and surname just to ease the hurt I have to endure. Many of us orphans are on our own, nobody to call upon. And the person put crying emojis here. Look, all I can say is that I'm sorry that you've had to endure all of these feelings, bottled them up. I'm really sorry about that. I mean, there's nothing else I can say, honestly. Let's take this one here. I don't know if this started from the beginning, though. I don't know if it started because it starts from here. I was taken to Zaria to attend secondary school. Instead, I was selling beer for one Igbo man. I called my father that I'm not attending secondary school. He quickly sent money and I took train to Otukpo, Benue State. This was how I returned and started secondary school. If I didn't call my father, I would have been there doing nothing. Daniel Adiku shared his story. I'm glad that your father was alive when this happened to you. I'm so glad. And we have people like that as well that this happened to. They were sold into slavery. So I'm going to take this one here that says, I lost my dad at 4.5 years and my mom when I was 7 years. She told me that my dad wanted us to be educated as he was educated from Yabatec and worked with Post and Telegraph then. I lived with my uncle who saw me through secondary school. But before then, I was doing alabaru in the market to support myself. I thanked God because I was highly principled because I never joined bad gangs to smoke nor do bad stuff. Rather, I influenced others and their parents were asking me to imitate them. So the story is long, but I'm out of time. I'm really sorry. We are not bringing back this topic. This is how it's going to end. What I can say is we will be fine. You will be fine. Try and heal. Take all the experiences you've garnered while you were struggling on your own and use it for positive things in your life and the lives of people around you. I'm with you. I love you. Bye for now. Papa, mama, brother, sister,
this Lagos must work for all of us. Auntie Love, it's where you go.
Now, of course, so the same we bring with PBC and some of us
gifts. You just believe for Lagos. You don't sabi anything.
What do you mean? What we see, they won't see her. They don't go collect them now.
So, PBC, don't tell me we're person they use check face.
Sure. Not true. These people, why you start calling our tomorrow for Riando?
No more JJC for inside Obodo Lagos again. My Mali and Pale don't hide their own inside our cupboard. And at the day of election, you go show face.
Maybe to go hide my own. Now, the day of election, you go come out.
Auntie Lovett, fight for Lagos, oh.
Caro, fight for your own right, too. Make everybody keep their PVC well.